You are listening to episode 165 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 165. I am your host, David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader, and it's time to sit back and listen to episode 165. Let's get started. Today, we're talking about leaders are team players. Leaders, real leaders, real leaders know they are team players. They're members of a team. They don't stand alone. They don't sit at the mountaintop and just, you know, grace us with their presence. No, they are actually part of the team. And so sometimes the leaders help create a team, and sometimes the leaders are given a team, meaning there's a team already in existence, and they go, here you go, lead this team or be a part of this team. And that's fine. So no matter what, a leader is a member of a team that either she is recruited, as she's put together, or a team that she was made to be a part of, that she was made to lead. That's what she applied for. That's what she got. Now she's leading that team. So that being said, let me fix this here. Sorry about that. However, the ability to lead, that's subjective, because in a sense of what a team truly is. See, a team is defined as a group of individuals forming one side of a competitive game or sport or event. And so that's a team. So it's a competitive sport. Life is a competitive sport. Business is a competitive sport. I don't care what they teach you, where you went to school or what they're teaching you. Business is a competitive sport. Life is a competitive sport. Anything you do, any team you join, it's part of a competition. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a team. We work together to achieve this goal. See where I'm going with that? We work together to achieve this goal. So in achieving that goal, you're competing to get there. You're working hard to get there. You're trying to make it happen. So that's where things kind of, sorry about that, that's where things kind of go askew. But nowhere in the definition does it say that there's supposed to be a leader of that team. No, it's a group of individuals forming one side of a competitive game or sport or event. So nowhere does it say there's a leader. However, administratively, there should always be at least one individual that speaks for and represents the team. So that would be the team leader. That'd be the recognized leader. Either that's appointed by somebody else above you, or that's elected. Everybody votes in and says, oh, you're going to be our team spokesperson. You're going to be our team leader. Because they have to deliver the message of your team. So ideally, that individual is also the one that addresses the administrative and logistical task of the team. So the administrative stuff is someone's got to deal with the issues of the people, of the ensure that they have the tools, they have the resources to get the job done as part of the team. So that's why there's a team leader, somebody that's going to be the point person, that's going to be the first person out there, is going to be out there spearheading the operation, the one that's going to be everybody's going to come to and question, instead of it just turning into an angry mob of people asking questions as to what's going on. So also, it could be considered, that individual could also be considered the chief motivation officer. And when it comes to motivation, well, all members must contribute to that equally. They have no choice. They have to. All members of the team must contribute to the motivation of the team as a whole and to the individual team members themselves. Because at times, you know, we all need a little motivation. And guess what? Even the leader needs a little motivation. So if you don't have that, what have you got? Okay. Still, there must be one or two people at the top. There must be one or two people, co-leaders, co-captains of the team, where the buck must stop. You've heard that old saying, the buck stops here. Well, somebody, this is it. This is where it stops. And here's where we go from there and we address it. But we stop the questioning, we stop the guessing, we stop the second guessing, third guessing, and any ambiguity stops right there. That's where it stops, right there, that individual, that team leader, the recognized team leader. Now, every member of the team must have a primary job duty. And this is evident in military teams. In the infantry, we have a squad leader. We have a team leaders. We have two team leaders. And then we have the two teams. Four team leaders. Squad leader, team leaders, there we go. Platoon leaders has four squads. Okay, so, and then everybody has their own assigned task, but there are some tasks that, well, we should be cross-trained in, and everybody should be cross-trained in. And in some cases, it's going to be the radio telephone operator, the person in charge of communications, and the individuals that are doing the crew serve weapons. If, say, somebody with a crew serve weapon, a machine gun, a heavy machine gun, gets taken out of action, somebody needs to step in and fill that because that is a necessary, vital piece of equipment. The same thing goes in a business team. Somebody needs to be taking care of the paperwork. Somebody needs to be taking care of the recordings. Somebody needs to be ensuring that content is being filed appropriately and respectably. All of that being said, should somebody call in sick, somebody's out, somebody no longer is with the organization, guess what? Now they have to step in. Somebody else on the team has to step in until that position is filled or brought back to 100%. And again, that's just a team. So it could be the leader that could be doing the copying. It could be the leader that's doing the filing, the recognized team leader. But should the team leader fail or be removed or out sick or on vacation or whatever, somebody needs to step in and fill in that gap because decisions still have to be made, especially in operations that are constantly, you know, it doesn't stop because the leader's gone. Things are going on. So somebody has to step up. Somebody has to fill in the blank. And if you already have that in place, that just goes to show that a leader is a member of the team because somebody from within the team can step up and fulfill and do the job and perform the duties and the task of the leader. All of that being said, just remember, leaders, real true honest leaders, know, recognize, understand, fully believe, and buy into the fact that they are members of the team, not the other way around. You know, not that the team, no, and a leader, no, the team leader, the leader of the team, that the leader is part of the team, that without the leader, the team can still function because everybody's cross-trained. Everybody knows what to do in the event of something going on. Now, it might not be as proficient as everybody else, but understand that there are times when individuals will be called to step up. And true leaders will do that on purpose. They will ask, you know what? Today, you're the leader. This week, you're the team leader. And that is how they create and develop and foster and ensure and motivate and inspire and instill confidence in future leaders by putting them in those situations where this week, you know what? For the month of December, you're going to be the leader. Something to think about. But that's being part of the team. And that's what a real, true team leader is all about. And that's what being a team player is most certainly about, is being prepared to address any issues. You have been listening to episode 165 of the Walking Leader podcast. I do invite you to let me know what you thought of this episode. Send me an email, dave@daveguerra.com, or reach out to me on Twitter, at Dave Guerra, all one word, my last name, first name, all one word, Dave Guerra. Also, you can follow me on Instagram. That's where I'm at, Dave_Guerra. That's Instagram.com/Dave_Guerra. Again, Dave_Guerra. And also, I invite you to visit, like, and subscribe, and follow my Facebook page on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, T-H-E, David Guerra, The David Guerra. Again, I thank you for listening to episode 165. Join me next time for episode 166, where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, I want you to remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly, truly great to follow.